Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for March 1st, 2018. Today is World Compliment Day, simply addressing the basic human need for recognition and appreciation. Nobody wins commercially, but everyone gains emotionally, and therein lies its power. Children who do not have a place at a daycare center in Berlin must be paid for at state costs by other care providers, such as childminders. This was decided by the Administrative Court of Berlin in a rush decision announced on Wednesday. Parents from Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg had lodged a complaint against the district authorities in order to obtain a place at a daycare center close to their home. However, the court rejected the urgent application, even though the one-year-old child has a legal claim to early childhood support in a daycare center or in daycare until the age of three. If this legal claim could not be fulfilled by the Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg District Office, the administrative court ruled the parents would be entitled to reimbursement of expenses in the form of reimbursement of costs for help they had provided themselves. In plain language, the parents can charge the district authorities for the cost of private care. At the same time, the judges made clear reference to the legally guaranteed right to a child care place. The competent youth welfare authority, in this case the district office, must ensure that there is a place for each child to be looked after, provided that the child has a legal claim to it and has asserted this right. However, the judges stated that the responsible district office in Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg could not currently meet this claim due to a lack of capacity. In the context of its unconditional guarantee and warranty liability, the district office has the duty to create new services and facilities and thus to expand the insufficient supply. On Tuesday, the service providers union Verdi called on around 250 DHL parcel delivery staff from seven depots to take part in a full-day warning strike. According to the union, about half of the employees took part. The affected sites were Kleinmenschau, Potsdam, Grunewald, Charlottenburg, Spandau, Reinickendorf, and Bornecke. A total of 30,000 parcels are delivered here every day. The background for the strike is the ongoing collective bargaining in the shipping and logistics sector. Verdi is demanding a wage increase of 6.5% for the Berlin and Brandenburg employees and a bonus of 25% of the respective hourly wage for parcel delivery staff and professional drivers. In addition, the wages of the Brandenburg employees are to be raised to the level of the pay in Berlin. Negotiations will continue on March 8th. The number of unemployed fell in the capital in February. According to the Berlin-Brandenburg Regional Office of the Federal Employment Agency on Wednesday, 165,221 unemployed were registered, which is about 2,500 fewer than in January. The unemployment rate was 8.7%, 0.1 percentage points lower than the January figure, and 0.9 percentage points lower than the rate of February of 2017. Bernd Becking, CEO of the Regional Directorate, commented that despite the cold winter season, companies in the region have once again boosted their demand for labor and that workers are being sought everywhere. Top industries in Berlin with particularly strong job opportunities include trade, protection and security, tourism, and manufacturing. After several frequent violent incidents, the Spreewald Primary School in Schöneberg has hired security guards. Yesterday, Ferdinand Horbat, a member of the school conference, announced that he will make sure that no non-schoolers are present on the grounds. He put the number of violent incidents at 30 within a year. According to Horbat, who is also vice chairman of the State School Advisory Board, the prevention commissioner of the police has been called in. The initial three-month trial is funded by the school itself. In Neukölln, the district started to pay for security at the Albert Schweitzer Gymnasium after the school ran out of funding. The Senate does not feel responsible for paying the security guards. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. Also, find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.